From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting Central and Northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, new reporting from the Northern Michigan Journalism Collaborative has confirmed that the Antrim County Clerk in Northwest Michigan changed the voting status of six people to canceled in the qualified voter files.
This is a pretty unprecedented occurrence, and so there isn't a whole lot of things that we can go by to understand exactly what might happen to Victoria Bishop.
More on the ongoing dispute between a local clerk and the state's Bureau of Elections coming up in this week's feature story segment. And today's brain teaser may leave a crater in your brain after thinking too hard. So stay with us for that. But first, these headlines. Residents are still displaced from their homes in Cadillac more than a month after mass flooding caused mass destruction. WCMU's Emma George Griffin spoke to one resident whose home is still unsafe.
Flower Butler's home was submerged in water for days. The water has drained since, but Butler says her home has been rotting in the sun for weeks. She says not much can be salvaged.
We had multiple contractors come out and look at the house. One said he's not going to walk through, like it's not safe to walk in. And then the other said that it's definitely a total loss.
Eventually, Butler says she plans on demolishing her home. But she's trying to figure out how to pay off the mortgage while finding a new place to live. She says other residents in the area are unsure what to do with their homes and how to pay for it. I'm Emma George Griffin, WCMU News.
A new business and tourism coalition has formed on Mackinac Island just days after lawmakers passed a bill that gives the island full authority over ferry services. This comes as the city battles in court with Hoffman Marine, the owner of Mackinac's ferry services. The Fair Access to Mackinac Island Coalition aims to support the city's legal efforts against the private company and advocating for the bill to become law. Todd Callewert owns multiple businesses on the island. He said the bill will be good for the area.
I think it was a great thing for the city to get it passed, and I congratulate the House and Matt Hall for bringing it out and having to vote on it and passing 94-16. It's a good tool for the city of Mackinac Island.
Both St. Ignace and Mackinac City oppose the bill as it would limit their control over parking rates. A spokesperson for Hoffman Marine said in a statement the company has made significant investments to the ferry service and is disappointed by the legislation. Signatures got dropped off this week for a petition to stop Michigan's public utilities and large government contractors from donating to political campaigns. The Michiganders for Money Out of Politics ballot measure would also expand policies that require outside groups spending on campaigns to reveal their donors. Supporters argue the measure would restore power to everyday residents rather than big companies. Critics, including business groups, say it would hurt people's rights to free speech. Wendy Block is with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
This proposal is extremely sweeping. This affects grassroots activities, the ability for everyday citizens to make their voice heard in the legislative process by requiring disclosure on those sorts of things and bringing all of that under the Campaign Finance Act.
To qualify for the November ballot, the ballot measure will need more than 350,000 valid signatures. Supporters say they turned in a little over 560,000. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she has no intention of joining the presidential race after leaving office in January. A two-term Democrat says she will take time to consider her next steps, but has no interest in running for president in 2028. Whitmer says she will spend her remaining months in office getting an on-time budget done and setting a foundation for her successor.
Our work on literacy is really important, and we have, I think, done a lot of the groundwork, but making sure that the education budget continues that. Affordable housing build-out is absolutely necessary. We've made great strides. We've overachieved in terms of what the goals that we set were.
Whitmer says she will continue to fight for her economic program, including the use of incentives as a business attraction tool. A pair of State House bills would allow commercial fisheries to catch a greater variety of fish in the Great Lakes. But as WCMU's Kristen Kappas explains, the proposals are facing backlash from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
The bills would allow walleye and lake trout to be harvested commercially, which proponents say will help balance population levels while giving more business to Michigan's 11 commercial fisheries. Lakin Williams is with the Bayport Fish Company, a commercial fishery out of the Saginaw Bay. She says commercial fisheries have been asking the state to let them harvest these fish for years.
If something doesn't happen, a couple of us feel, and I think we're right, within 5 to 10 years, there won't be a Michigan state licensed fishery anymore. They have regulated us out of business.
DNR officials oppose the bills. They say it would conflict with existing laws, interfere with conservation efforts, and require money the DNR doesn't have. The DNR says they're open to working on the bills alongside lawmakers and are currently under committee review. I'm Kristen Kappas, WCMU News.
And now it's time for this week's Brain Teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. So let's draw. And today's question is a Michigan City trivia question. Here we go. What Northeast Michigan city boasts one of the highest concentrations of sinkholes in the nation? Again, what Northeast Michigan city boasts one of the highest concentrations of sinkholes in the nation? Well, don't sit in a chasm of despair. That answer will be up right after this. WCMU has been following allegations from state officials that the Antrim County clerk in Northwest Michigan tampered with voter rolls. Now, reporter Austin Rolater with the Northern Michigan Journalism Collaborative has confirmed through public records that at least 6 people have had their voter registration status canceled in the qualified voter files by the clerk, Victoria Bishop. WCMU's David Nicholas spoke with Rolater about the latest developments.
She had denied making any changes, and she has also refused to comply, your reporting says, to provide any complete list of changes that were done. And so is there action now that would be taken, do we anticipate, from the Bureau of Elections when it comes to dealing with Victoria Bishop?
Yeah, the ball really is in the Bureau of Elections court at this point. We don't know exactly how they're going to react to this. This is a pretty unprecedented occurrence, and so there isn't a whole lot of things that we can go by to understand exactly what might happen to Victoria Bishop. But so we're waiting on the Bureau of Elections to respond to her. She still hasn't provided a list, like you said, of everybody who's been changed in the qualified voter files.
What would entail getting those folks canceled by Bishop's action back on the qualified voter files, allowing them to vote in either the primary or the general election in November?
Yeah, we have a primary election coming up August 4th in Antrim County. And I talked to Haley Harding, who you mentioned. She's with VoteBeat. She knows a lot about elections. And basically what she said is that you can re-register to vote if your voter registration gets canceled. You just have to go into your township clerk's office and let them know that you still want to be registered to vote. And that can happen all the way up until election day. Also coming up to issue is the fact that the township clerks are now confused and they don't know exactly how to proceed because the county clerks aren't supposed to be messing with their qualified voter files. All of this is supposed to be happening through the township clerks. And so she's introduced this element of confusion in the ranks of the township clerks in Antrim County.
Is this a legal question or police action, Secretary of State action? What might be the next step?
So the Bureau of Elections has mentioned that they could pursue misdemeanor charges. They could also remove her ability to administer the elections. We're kind of waiting to see what their response is going to be. But the bishops, Victoria Bishop and then her husband, Randy Bishop, who has a conservative talk radio show, they are currently raising money in order to go on the offensive on this. They're going to hope to file a lawsuit against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and the Bureau of Elections. They're raising money for that right now. And so there's a lot of mudslinging, we'll call it, back and forth between Victoria Bishop, the Antrim County Clerk's Office, the Bureau of Elections, and the Secretary of State. And so we're just kind of at the moment like watching this tennis ball go back and forth into each other's court.
Austin, thanks very much for your reporting on this and taking the time to update us as well.
Thanks for having me on, David. I'm happy to keep you informed on everything going on up here in Antrim County.
That was Austin Rohleder speaking with WCMU's David Nicholas. Victoria Bishop declined to comment on this story. This reporting is made possible by the Northern Michigan Journalism Collaborative, led by Bridge Michigan and Interlochen Public Radio, and funded by Press Forward Northern Michigan. Now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's Brain Teaser. We drew a Michigan City trivia question that reads, what Northeast Michigan city boasts one of the highest concentrations of sinkholes in the nation? Again, what Northeast Michigan city boasts one of the highest concentrations of sinkholes in the nation? And the answer is Alpena, Michigan. Yes, there are more than 200 sinkholes across the Northeast Michigan region, but about 100 are concentrated in the immediate Alpena area. Some of these collapsed natural wonders, like the ones at the Brewski Sink, drop over 100 feet deep into the lush forest floor. I had a sinking feeling you wouldn't be able to get that one, but if you cracked it, way to go. That's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes, where you'll find more of our reporting and analysis from across the region. Visit our website, WCMU.org, to find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horace is our executive producer, and I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Have an amazing weekend.